Solar by Ian McEwan. Read by Roger Allam. Part 1. 2000. He belonged to that class of men, vaguely unprepossessing, often bald, short, fat, clever, who were unaccountably attractive to certain beautiful women. Or he believed he was, and thinking seemed to make it so. And it helped that some women believed he was a genius in need of rescue. But the Michael Beard of this time was a man of narrowed mental condition, anhedonic, monothematic, stricken. His fifth marriage was disintegrating, and he should have known how to behave, how to take the long view, how to take the blame. Weren't marriages, his marriages, tidal, with one rolling out just before another rolled in? But this one was different. He did not know how to behave. Long views pained him, and for once there was no blame for him to assume, as he saw it. It was his wife who was having the affair, and having it flagrantly, punitively, certainly without remorse. He was discovering in himself, among an array of emotions, intense moments of shame and longing. Patrice was seeing a builder, their builder, the one who had repointed their house, fitted their kitchen, retiled their bathroom, the very same heavy-set fellow who, in a tea-break, had once shown Michael a photo of his mock Tudor house, renovated and Tudorized by his own hand, with a boat on a trailer under a Victorian-style lamppost on the...